The text for this evening's meditation is from Mark chapter 16, these words, "And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back." So our text, you may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we forget that the stone, the great stone, the massive stone, was rolled back from the entrance of the tomb of Jesus to expose the fact that the tomb was indeed empty. I mean, sometimes there is the thought that Jesus rises from the dead, that is, he awakens from the sleep of death, and then from the inside of the tomb, he rolls the stone back using his super divine strength. No. No, the stone is rolled back by an angel. So the Gospel of Matthew. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it." That's how the stone was rolled back from the tomb of Jesus on Easter morning, demonstrating that Jesus was no longer there in the tomb. He'd risen from the dead, descending into hell to proclaim to the captives there the completion of his sacrificial death and resurrection, and then appearing to Mary outside of the tomb. You remember that after the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, Jesus was not always visibly present among us. Jesus would instead appear not to the crowds, not to the people in general, but to those who believed in him, to Mary and to the disciples in the upper room on more than one occasion, locked away there for fear of the Jews, to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and then to the disciples as they were fishing once again on the Sea of Galilee. And then finally to all the disciples before Jesus ascended into heaven before them. Stone is rolled back by the angel to show that Christ's state of humiliation had come to an end, that Christ has risen from the dead, that all power in heaven and earth had been given to him, and so things had changed. Things had changed. Jesus, again, would no longer simply walk around daily as your average human being, but now would exist in his glory, his divinity being that which was much more apparent, as he would appear to his disciples when needed, but otherwise would not be visible to them, even though he remained with them invisibly. Now, this new reality, this new resurrection of life of Christ, was proclaimed when the angel rolled the stone away from the tomb, revealing Christ not to be there, and the woman coming to the tomb looked up and saw that it was so, that it had been rolled back. Now, that Easter occurrence, that incident of the women there with the stone, somewhat familiar, isn't it? It's familiar, this incident with the stone, because it reminds us of all the times when the disciples of Jesus did not know what they were going to do, and yet what needed to be done was done. First miracle of Jesus, the turning of water into wine at the wedding of Cana, was not so, of course. There a need arose, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, went right to Jesus and said simply, "They have no wine." That is, Mary went to Jesus as she should have, even with a day-to-day not that spectacular of a problem. But what about when faced with 5,000 people in need of food, and clearly not enough food at hand to feed them? What about when the disciples were in a boat they feared would sink, even though Jesus was with them? What about when Jesus was arrested and the disciples fled? In other words, how many times were the disciples of Jesus confronted with situations for which they had no solution? And instead of turning to Jesus, the very Son of God standing right there next to him, they despaired, they panicked, they feared. Who will roll away this gigantic stone for us? Any Christian worth their salt, that is, living by faith, existing daily in prayer and contemplation, attempting always to think the things of God, any Christian has felt that despair, felt that fear, felt that anguish, as the old man within us rears his ugly head, sneering even with thoughts like, "Where's your Savior now? Where's Jesus? What's he going to do?" Only to be confronted by a stone that has been rolled away, so to speak, that is a solution, even a miraculous solution that has brought an answer to a pressing problem of our daily lives, the answer to which we just did not have. I mean, how many times as Christians have we found the stone rolled away, we could say, and know it's because our Savior has acted on our behalf, even using his holy angels to do so. Of course, on Easter morning, the stone was rolled away to show us once and for all that God had taken care of our most pressing need, our greatest dilemma, our deepest fear, and that's death. No, the woman did not roll back the stone, an angel of God did. And no, there's no way that we can roll back the stone of sin and death and the power of the devil, which entraps us, but an angel of God, a messenger. No, much more than a messenger, God himself, the very Son of God, Jesus Christ, did that. By sacrificing himself for our sin, by dying for our death, so that in rising from the dead, he could personally take us through death ourselves, take us through it, and raise us from the dead on the last day, our tombs as well, being found on that day to be empty. In fact, this solution to death is so powerful, God's empty tomb, so all-encompassing that on the last day it will not simply be Christians who rise again from the dead, but all people who have ever lived in the history of the world, from Adam to the present, will rise again from the dead, and then all who believe in Christ spend an eternity in his presence, while those who reject him will not. Can't get there ourselves, can't do it. We don't have a solution for death. Not one. Not one solution. So the wonder, the joy, the miracle of the resurrection of Jesus, even if we cannot gather together this evening to begin our celebration of it. And here we may find ourselves thinking about a stone once again, a stone that we can't roll away. Let's reconsider. Forget what year it was. I was in junior high, I think, living in Colorado, and waking up one Easter morning, there was 3 feet of snow on the ground. A freak spring storm had hit the Front Range of the Rockies the night before, and it's not like Colorado has many plows, especially our own town at that time. What we did then, usually, was simply wait for the snow to melt, and it did. It did quite quickly, but that Easter, we could not gather for worship. There's no sunrise service. There's no Easter breakfast. No massive service filled with choirs and singing and brass and woodwinds. There was nothing on Easter. There was even no way to hear the Easter proclamation. No way. It was, of course, before the internet. But here tonight, we do have the internet. And even though we can't celebrate the Lord's Supper tomorrow, we have yet another means of grace, that is, a way in which God conveys his forgiveness and life and salvation to us, and that is his holy word. His holy word, which we have heard throughout the evening, are hearing now and will continue to hear tomorrow morning. And what truly is wonderful is that that word is being heard from this church this evening in more places than it ever has been before. In Iowa, Florida, California, Ohio, Washington, North Dakota, Germany, Japan. Yes, the word of God is being spread further from this place than it ever has. So the odd thing, we wonder how it is as a congregation that we can spread the news around our town, Spring Lake Park, about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, about his conquering of death, and therefore our conquering of death through him. We wonder how others can hear the forgiveness of sin and so have a conscience freed of guilt that our Savior grants to us by his Spirit. We wonder how those who have never, ever had the opportunity, to venture into a church to see what goes on here, to hear the Word of God and experience worship, can do so. Yet all these things are happening. They're happening right now, this moment. Stone has been rolled back so that now not only members of this congregation can hear of the empty tomb of Easter morning, but all who simply click on a mouse. That's it, click on a mouse. Can hear about the rolled away stone of Easter. So in a way, the tomb of Jesus Christ, even in this pandemic, has never, ever been so empty on Easter. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.